Today's a very special day. I have a very important appointment set up with a patient of mine. She had approached me last week wanting to bring in her husband, who has Alzheimer's early onset and also a very serious drinking problem. She made a special request. She wants me to talk to her husband about his drinking. Let's talk about that on the Roger PharmD Show. Remember to check out rogerpharmd.com to get to know me and to suggest more topics for the show. This one's a tough one. She'll be in this afternoon, and the reason why I'm a little nervous, a little hesitant, a little worried is because this kind of oversteps the role of my job. I'm an expert in medicine and in health, but when it comes to these life choices, when it comes to the husband and wife relationship, the health of the family, it becomes a huge gray area. And a lot of times the patient might not be as accepting and as appreciative of my suggestions. More black and white issues such as quitting smoking, eating healthier, exercising, how to exercise, what to eat, all those things are usually met with much less resistance than things like, oh, how about cutting down on drinking? Or how about spending more time with your wife? Or things like, oh, managing your mental health and anger so that you communicate better with your spouse. Those are things that are very gray, and I can just imagine the patient reacting poorly, thinking, what business is it to you how I handle my temper, for example? And those are all topics that this lady wants me to address in today's appointment. To give you guys some more backstory, this lady had come in last week alone without her husband, requesting to meet up today when she'll bring in her husband to address all these issues. Her husband has no idea that she was in last week. When I see someone have to tiptoe around someone's feelings, circumvent, keep secrets, it just gives me an idea of how their communication is and their health at home. And it worries me. I've talked about this lady before. She was the one who developed depression because of how her husband has been handling his Alzheimer's. For those of you who don't know, people with this type of disease generally can get a little agitated and have trouble accepting that they're actually getting this disease. They go into denial. Perhaps this patient has turned to drinking to kind of drown out the reality that his mind is deteriorating. There is a lot that I'm assuming here, and there's a lot of guessing involved. I'll find out later today. It's just the thought of having to address all these things and possibly overstepping and intruding in this family's dynamic is somewhat worrisome to me, especially if my suggestion isn't really prompted by the patient. This is just prompted by his wife. It somewhat feels like you're attending a party that you're not invited to, if you know what I mean. And to try to spin this into something constructive for you guys, I just want to talk about the ability to handle criticism. Because I feel like I'll be criticizing a little of the patient's lifestyle, and the thought of it being poorly accepted is very troublesome, so I want to talk about that to you guys. Always be open to criticism, especially when it comes to your health. This is something that is only beneficial to you. No one will maliciously tell you to to look after your diet or go exercise more. Although it might feel like nagging a lot of the times, it almost always comes from a good place. I feel like almost everyone will go through a patch in their life where they're just extra unhealthy. Maybe they are too busy with work, too busy with their kids and family, all sorts of reason. We just aren't as able to perhaps go grocery shopping every week, meal prep, hit the gym 3, 4, 5 times a week, and we'll be criticized for it. And it sucks to hear, but there's almost always some truth in it, and it almost always comes from a good place. Whatever your initial reaction may be, I just encourage you to just hold off on that negative reaction and just wait it out. Let that initial negativity, that annoyance, kind of fizzle away first for 5, 10, 15 minutes, and then realize that it comes from a good place, and if you just do half of the things that you were suggested, it would actually make your life better. You would lead a healthier life. And while the person might not know the full story, they might not know how busy you are, for example, they almost don't need to, because let's be honest, we can all be healthier. We can suggest it to anybody, and that suggestion would be valid. It really doesn't matter how busy you are. You can't live off of microwave dinners every night. Maybe you have 3 kids. You still have to carve time out of your day to just hit up a treadmill, for example. You know, just be a good example to your children. There's almost always a good reason to be healthy and lead a healthier life. And this is something that I really hope the patient later today will understand, as I try to tell him to drink a little less and not to take out his frustration on his wife. Let me know what you guys think. Do you think it's overstepping if a healthcare professional starts giving you advice on your family? Where should I draw the boundaries? Or should I even do what this lady requested, which was to address her husband's alcoholism? I'd love to hear what you guys think. Thanks for listening on today's episode of The Roger Farm D Show. Remember to check out rogerfarmd.com to get to know me and to suggest more topics for the show.